This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for September 11th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Did you know there was once a little country on the border between the United States and Canada that declared its independence from both? When the 1783 Treaty of Paris ended the Revolutionary War, it set a border between the U.S. and Canada. But the interpretation of where that border actually fell was along the Connecticut River in northern New Hampshire, and it was a bit fuzzy. And so a 280-square-mile patch called Indian Stream was claimed by both countries, and both countries demanded residents pay taxes. Well, that didn't sit well with them, and so they declared independence of their own in 1832. See the story for how that eventually turned out. G.K. Chesterton once quipped that the poets have been strangely silent on the subject of cheese. Well, it turns out that cheese has played an important part in human evolution. About two-thirds of people in the world are lactose intolerant, and for most of human history, almost all adults were unable to consume milk after infancy. That is, until cheese came along. Now scientists think that the rising importance of consuming cheese to Neolithic farmers offered evolutionary advantages to some people who were able to pass on the lactose gene to their children. We really are what we eat. All U.S. currency has the motto, "In God We Trust," and now a federal appeals court has ruled that the practice does not violate the First Amendment right of atheists. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals cited a 2014 Supreme Court decision that said the First Amendment must be interpreted within the context of U.S. history on religion in the public square. The court said it's a major change in how freedom of religion cases must be handled. The motto, by the way, first appeared on U.S. coins in 1864. Maybe this should be called the Babelfish. A new AI-powered hearing aid is also being compared to Star Trek's Universal Translator for its ability to translate 27 languages in real time. The hearing aid from Starkey Hearing Technologies is no bigger than other hearing aids, and it will also work as a fitness tracker and will work as a hands-free headset too. Of course, it also helps the hearing impaired to hear better as well. No word yet on pricing or availability, but expect it to be very expensive. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Dom Bettinelli.